We are live for a very special holiday edition. We've combined Board Check and Sports Club into one show for tonight. Yes, we're going to do Board Check in about the first 15 minutes or so. So if you're a big hockey fan, the first 15 minutes will really, really excite you. And then we'll do Sports Club on the back end. So if you're not a hockey fan, I understand. For the Akil Coleman's of the world. You don't have to listen to hockey for 15 minutes. You can fast forward. It's going to be 10, 15 minutes. I don't know exactly. But this is a good holiday weekend. A lot of changes going on. A lot of fun things. A lot of new schedules. So for this week, we're combining both shows. Next week, they will be back split up with Board Check on Wednesday at 7, so far. And Sports Club at 7 on Thursday, so far. Anything changes, obviously, we will let you guys know. But welcome in. For those of you who would usually listen to one show and don't listen to the other, welcome. Let's start right with the NHL. I do got some gladiator news that I will get to shortly. Mainly, I'm going to go over all the free agent contracts that I've seen up till now. Especially a lot of the ones from the first day. As some pretty big things were happening. We will see if I can nail down some of the other ones. Plus, there's some big news there. We will get into here in a minute. Let's go ahead and get the Glads news. They have a ticket special that is valid through July 7th, which is 2 days from now. I believe that would be Saturday. You can get four tickets to the opening weekend for $17.76, which is $4.44 per ticket. That is an unbelievable deal. Go to AtlantaGladiators.com. I think you can also call AXS Tickets. And I believe their website actually has the actual deal, though, so I need to get into that. We have reached out to former Glad's assistant coach Nathan Oystrick, otherwise known as Oysty. He has been named the new head coach of the Humboldt Broncos. You know, first of all, great hire. Great job, Oysty. You're going to do fantastic up there. Want to get that in. Second of all, the Humboldt Broncos are the ones that were in the horrific bus crash last year that left many of them either not with us or banged up pretty good. We've got to see them. The NHL's done a good job of bringing them to some good places and some really good spots and trying to help show them that we haven't forgotten and that hockey supports its own. But congratulations to Oystee on that one. He is the new head coach of the Humboldt Broncos. Now, we get to, I saw this up there. Shea Weber of the Montreal Canadiens will be out until mid-December. He had arthroscopic knee surgery to repair a meniscal tear in his right knee. He was already rehabbing from a surgery to repair tendons in his left foot March 13th. The knee surgery was done June 19th and has about a 5 to 6 month recovery period. More on that on NHL.com. Four NHL players filed for salary arbitration. Let's see, full list. The people that you guys will know, Elias Lindholm of the Calgary Flames, who was just recently traded there. Trevor Van Riemsdyk, even though he was just signed today. Go ahead and get that out of the way, Hurricanes news. Trevor Van Riemsdyk has been signed, so no one to worry about this. Matt Nieto from the Avalanche. Devin Shore from the Dallas Stars. Matt Dumba from the Minnesota Wild. Jason Zucker along with him. Let's see. Brock Nelson from the Islanders. Kevin Hayes. Ryan Spooner. Jimmy Vesey. And Brandy, I think, Skay is how you say his name, from the Rangers. Rangers going to have a problem. Mark Stone from the Senators. Chris Tierney from the Sharks. Well, they better get him signed soon. Oscar Sundqvist from the Blues. The Vegas Golden Knights had William Karlsson, Colin Miller, and Thomas Nosek. Yeah, you got to get those guys in there, too. They were big cogs. Mark Dano, Connor Hellebuyck, Adam Lowry, Brandon Tanev, and Jacob Trouba. All from the Winnipeg Jets. They need to get them signed. It'd be restricted free agents who filed for arbitration, but the only one getting signed. The Capitals taking care of their own there. Now let's get to some of the free agent signings that have happened, and then we will get into the sports club portion of our show. Carolina has signed Calvin DeHaan from the Islanders. They have also signed Peter Mrazek. He's going to be the backup, last I heard, to Scott Darling. The St. Louis Blues have signed forward David Perrin and center Tyler Bozak. The Golden Knights have signed Jets center Paul Stastny to a 3-year, $19.5 million deal. That's a killer deal all the way around. The Chicago Blackhawks have signed anybody who can skate. Just saying, too. They also signed, more specifically, Chris Kunitz, Cam Ward, and Brandon Manning. I'd kind of heard about the Cam Ward thing. Okay. We all know that you're unsure about your goaltender. Went on that little rant last week. We get it now. Cam Ward will more than likely start. That would be a good one there. Over, under, who starts more games? Cam Ward or whoever the Blackhawks goalie is that I can't think of his name. And right now there's a Blackhawks fan out there who is yelling at his radio. Calm down, Billy. Calm down, Billy. It's going to be okay. No reason to have a heart attack on the side of the 400. But the Calgary Flames signed Derek Ryan out from the Carolina Hurricanes. They signed him to a 3-year. He's going to make a little over $3 million per year. The New York Rangers re-signed Vladislav Namestnikov. Just make sure I say that right. Calgary also stayed on the board and signed James Neal. Yes, that James Neal from the Vegas Golden Knights. Signed him to a 5-year, $5.75 million per year deal. That's some killer money. Really thought James Neal should have stuck it out, but it is what it is, and wish him the best. Nashville signed Zach Rinaldo to a 1-year two-way contract. It's a pretty good deal. And Ottawa, reportedly, according to Catherine Tappan, and I believe Catherine, no reason not to, Ottawa offered Erik Karlsson an 8-year, $10 million per year deal, and he declined it. They are now looking for trade partners. It is being rumored currently that the Lightning could be in on it because the Lightning tend to like to sign everybody. The only difference between them and Chicago is the Lightning are currently on top of the league. Chicago will bounce back. We know that. Chicago's good at putting teams together. It's had to clear some cap. I make fun of them a lot, but we all know. They'll be back. They'll be back soon. Erik Karlsson, literally, as good a player as he is, he could almost name his team, and more than likely they would put a trade package together to try to get him. We will see what will happen as far as all that, but for the time being, they are looking for a trade partner.
These guys are warriors.
Exactly. Speaking of the Warriors, I swear I had a basketball note about the Warriors. I don't. Anyway, the big story out of the NBA in the last week or so is Paul George is going to re-sign with OKC. No, I'm kidding. That's a good move. It's a good move. OKC is still going to be a pretty good force there. But no, we all know LeBron James, he opts out of his contract in Cleveland. He decides to sign a 4-year, $154 million contract. Last time I did the math, I tried at $37.38. I think it's somewhere in there, million per year. He's going to go to the L.A. Lakers. We don't know who's going to get shuffled, who might not. But is this a big deal? Yes, for 2 to 3 reasons. The one everybody expects to be the big reason is, oh, well, now LeBron's going to make the Lakers relevant. Yeah, they were already kind of getting there. They were borderline playoff. They got some good young talent. But here's the two biggest stories. LeBron left Cleveland. I applaud your efforts there. I'll clap for that, too. I applaud your efforts there. You have a moronic, just absolutely, sometimes ludicrously moronic owner. There's just, I'm not sure he should be able to run teams. He's just goofy. Instead of being jerked around by him, LeBron's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the Lakers. And Deuce, he's got a house out there. He's got a lot of opportunities out there. Yeah, sure, you can act from anywhere and all that, but it's a lot easier when you're out in L.A. You're out in Hollywood. We all know that. But no, the big thing to me, and I heard a couple other people mention this because, yeah, it did happen a couple days ago, but the big thing to me, it's a 4-year deal. LeBron is, what, 34, 35 years old, something like that? He signed a 4-year deal. He just told everybody in the world, this is my last contract. I don't think there is. There could be, but there's no opt-out clause on the back end. He's not going to try to jump ship again. No, he's going to the L.A. Lakers to play the last 3 to 4 years of his career, depending on what happens. And by depending on what happens, I'm talking injury-wise, because at some point, Father Time going to catch up to somebody who had a 4-year head start on almost everybody else. Or, well, the way the one had done is a 2 to 3 year head start. The biggest thing out of that is not that he left Cleveland. So what? We all thought he would do that. That's the smartest thing to do. If you're in a bad relationship, the best thing to do is to walk away. Well, what did he do? He walked away. His relationship, the bad relationship is with the owner. It's not with the team. It's not with teammates. And it's not with the fan base. The Cleveland fan base is unlike any other fan base. The kinds of things that they've dealt with over the years, football, baseball, basketball-wise, if they had hockey, it would probably be the same way. The kinds of things they deal with in Cleveland, hey, we get it. I do not fault you guys at all. Just don't start burning jerseys. That's just stupid. It's just dumb. But, no, his bad relationship was with the owner. So what does he do? He finds an owner, an ownership group, but an owner, and a GM, and a city, and teammates, and a fan base who literally rolled out the red carpet and said, just here's the check, write your own paycheck, come here, help us build this thing, help us make us to the next level. Yeah, you're in the West. So now the East is literally wide open because, it's still going to be Boston, it's going to be Philly, and then maybe Toronto, Washington, if they get their ducks in a row. I don't see that happening. But it's kind of a 2.5-3-team race as far as that, but this leaves it wide open for teams like the Hawks. The way they, we didn't talk about it much. Let's get into that. Let's get into their drafts here. They obviously draft Luka Doncic. Anyway, they draft Luka, who played in Real Madrid, Spain. He's really good. Number 3 overall. Then they get the Mavs to draft Trae Young at Oklahoma. And they get the Mavs to not only trade Trae Young to them for Luka Doncic, but to also give them their first-round pick next year, which is going to be outside the top five. I think it's a protected non-lottery pick, but it doesn't matter. That's another first-round pick. The Hawks had a couple of them this year, and they nailed them. So we get Trae Young. Yeah, Dennis Schroeder, thanks for coming. You want to leave so bad? There you go. We've already got your replacement. Then they turn around and get Kevin Huerter out of Maryland. I like this kid. This kid can shoot. He's 41% from the three-point line. He has good ball movement. He is the shooting guard. So far we've drafted the point guard and a great shooting guard, who is a great asset piece. Then we get Omari Spellman, number 30th overall. He's a forward out of Villanova. He was the Big East Freshman of the Year. Big East Freshman of the Year. We know about Trae Young. I didn't need to get into that. Then at number 34, they grab guard Devontae Graham out of Kansas. Who's Devontae Graham? Well, let me tell you. Glad you asked. First team All-American, and he was the Big 12 Player of the Year. Yeah, these guys aren't scrubs. The guys aren't scrubs. There's a reason why in the NBA there's only two rounds, because after that, the talent level is just not going to help you. You're literally drafting G Leaguers at that point who could build up after a handful of years, but more than likely not going to. Nothing personal to them. Hey, I played for a while. Wasn't good enough to be on any big-time teams. That's fine. I accepted it. I move on now. I talk about it. But, number 3 overall, basically get Trae Young. Is that a little high for him? Maybe. Who knows? We don't know how Trae Young's going to pan out. I think he's going to be great. Get Kevin Huerter, Omari Spellman, Devontae Graham. I mean, we literally drafted, 1, 2, 3, 4? We drafted four potential starters down the road. At least two out of the gate. Maybe 3. On top of all the other players we still have. And yet Dennis Schroeder still wants out of town. We want to get him out of town. All we got to do is send the health inspectors over to his little club restaurant over there. I'm sure that's going to go great. Yeah, don't at me, bro. But it doesn't have the world's best reputation, so clean it up. But LeBron pretty much clears the East for a couple and leaves it wide open. Appreciate that. He goes over the West. He's going to help build the Lakers. He's taking a big ton of money. This is a Kobe Bryant contract. The only difference is he's not nursing an injury. Although Kobe's a better scorer, I will put that out there. LeBron's a Kobe is a better Michael. LeBron is a better Magic. That's what they got. Magic went and found the next Magic. And not only the next Magic, he's the current Magic. The current Magic Johnson in this league is LeBron James. Don't believe me, look it up. The pass, the overall team play, can play all five positions. Yeah, that's Magic Johnson. Look it up. So, congratulations, LeBron. But more congratulations to the Hawks. You guys nailed it. You knocked it out of a park. It is a slam dunk. Touchdown. Hat trick. We will call it as many puns as we can. I'm just going to pretty much go down my list. It's going to kind of... I'll go to some baseball. Some of the pace of play fines that have came out. There is 3.5... A handful of fines have came out because of pace of play. Brett Gardner thinks they are dumb. Gardner, listen to me here. Guards, listen. The reason they're here is to speed up the game because they think that the areas that they are basically taxing you on are what are slowing down the game. When what ultimately slows down the game, it's just a slow game. When, you know, people like the Red Sox and Yankees play, they like to get four or five pitches per at bat. They like to get their money's worth. So that game's going to take longer. The timing of games is not your problem, baseball. The problem is the excitement level. Sometimes these pitcher duels are not what people want to see. That's nothing personal to the pitchers, nor the pitchers that are dueling, you know, the pitchers duel in general. No, it's just that some people don't realize that not every game is going to be 11-5 with seven home runs. Those are what you call casual fans. Those are the ones you were trying to get to come to your park. That's why you put things like kid zones, giant big screens, Home Depot front porches, interactive Xbox lounges. I don't even know if anybody has one of those, but Fortnite tournaments. I'm sure somebody's going to do one of these soon. That's what you do to get the casual fans there. You have two-for-one beer night. You give away T-shirts and bobbleheads because your core audience is going to be there. The Braves have a great core audience here. They've always had a great core audience. That's not the problem. It's getting the other people to show up too. But they did a good job there. Braves are doing a fantastic job. But no, Gardner, it is what it is. You know, you being upset at pace of play fines is like me being upset at a speeding ticket. If you know what the rule is, you know what the law is, and you break it anyway, that's kind of on you. But he's upset about it. La-ti-da. Same as it ever was. Let's see. Do I have any other baseball stuff going on? If Cody was here, I'm sure he would defend baseball there. But... oh, here we go. Can't forget this. Tim Superman Tebow, has been named to the Eastern All-Star team for the Double-A squad. Right now he is hitting .261 with 5 home runs and 30 RBIs. Don't look now for all the non-believers. Don't look now, but Tim Tebow, he is a baseball player. The guy can play. What we said all along, he's athletic. He's going to be able to hang with most. Turns out he's a little better than hanging with them. He's better than a lot of them. He's probably, I don't know if he's top third yet, but he's probably in the top 40%. He's better than a lot of people. He was named to that. That was awesome. Let's see. What else do we want to get into? Here we go. Here's non-football. Congratulations to Joey Chestnut, who ate a world record 74 hot dogs just yesterday and won the Nathan's hot dog contest where he gets the mustard belt. You found something you're good at and you excel at it and you keep winning things for America. So how can I have a problem with that? I will say he probably ate more hot dogs in that sitting than I probably will this year. Not that I don't like hot dogs. You got to think about the math on that. What you'd have to eat a hot dog every 4 days. I mean, I had one yesterday, but that's a lot of hot dogs. And that's Nathan, so they're good, but that's a lot of hot dogs. All right. It's enough about hot dogs. I just had, you know, let's talk some Atlanta United. Then we will talk some World Cup, and then I will finish up with some NFL. Atlanta United, they had the huge win over Orlando. I will just for the soccer down here, guys. I will cue my own Orlando. Feel free to use that or laugh at me. Either way. Those guys do some great things. If you're not listening to soccer down here, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Jarrett Smith, Jason Longshore, and John Nelson do a fantastic job each and every day talking soccer and just local soccer and soccer in general. They do some fantastic stuff. You can see their pregame show before every Atlanta United game. I think home game. It's usually on Facebook. Fantastic watch. And it's interactive. You can type in stuff. I do it all the time. But they had the big win over Orlando, 4-0. It happened to be a game that myself and my amazing, beautiful, better half, my wife, went to. I've been trying to get her to a game. And I found that, and it's not for lack of her not wanting to go. No, trust me, she wanted to go, but I was finally able to take her to a game. Let's put it that way. Let's put the burden on me, because it was. I finally found the right game. It ended up being 4-1. That was great. We were part of the new indoor record crowd, 71,932, including the awesome English college guys that were next to us, who were having probably as much fun between them as everybody else in the stadium. And no, they were not out of control. They were not drinking and carrying on. No, they were having a good time. They were doing chants. They were jumping around. Every time goals got scored, they were the ones you want to be next to. We literally had so much fun being next to them. Shout out to them. I hope they made it back safely to England. They were making a small U.S. tour there and then going back. Fantastic hanging out with you guys. But goals in this one. Martinez in the 3rd minute, Almiron in the 55th and 78th, and Ezekiel Barco in the 57th. Also want to tell you that the Atlanta United Scarf of the Month is really spectacular. You can go to atlutd.com to check that one out. It's got stars. It's kind of red, white, and blue. It's got these giant stars on it. Kind of, if you're a CM Punk fan, let's throw CM Punk back in this. If you're a CM Punk fan, it's similar to the Chicago-style stars that he puts on his ring attire, but is what it is there. And then, of course, Atlanta United went out to Dallas, not local Dallas here, but they went out to Dallas to take on Dallas FC last night, where, it didn't really go as planned. Dallas started the scoring with Reto Ziegler scoring in the 22nd minute. Joseph Martinez with the equalizer in the 41st. Escobar got his yellow card. So what? At halftime, it was just 1-1. We're thinking, all right, we're into this. Dallas is, I think, has an unbeaten streak of 14 games coming into this one. There was a substitution where Kevin Kratz came in for Fijalba. Apparently had to do with a leg cramp. So that was a good call there. Plus, Kratz is a sniper. Joseph Martinez put in another goal, his 17th, I think, on the year. In the 73rd minute, they gave Atlanta the 2-1 lead. Let's see. Then FC Dallas put one in the back. It was the recently substituted Tayshio Akindele in the 86th minute to tie it up. So we're thinking, okay, well, maybe we can get to a draw if we can't get the equalizer. No, 2 minutes later, Akindele puts another one in. There was two amazing crosses that came to him. He was able to put in the 88th minute, and that was all she wrote. Late substitution for Atlanta United, Romario Williams came in for Michael Parkhurst in the 90th minute. It was just too little, too late at that particular time. So we lost the game. Can't win them all, folks. Can't win them all. But apparently it's a pretty good game. A lot of people are disappointed. It looked like a lack of effort the last few minutes. Maybe they were tired. Maybe they would rather have be next to Joey Chestnut eating 74 hot dogs. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're still at the top of the league, and I feel good about this team. You guys feel good about this team. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to do well. Everything's fine. No need to panic. I don't want to hear about a substitution or something like that, because last time I checked, we're still winning. In fact, next game is... we're not in that month anymore. We flipped the calendar. This Saturday, they are in Philadelphia to take on the Philadelphia Union. That is a 7 p.m. start, and then they get an entire week off. That should be fun before playing that Sunday. So, should be fun. Play the Philadelphia Union this weekend. Can't wait. Now, World Cup update. I don't know if you guys got to see the England-Colombia game. Wow. I didn't get to see it live, but I went back and watched it yesterday, and even my cat was entertained. Usually she's not a big soccer person, but anybody that walked by when I was watching it got into this game. This game was unbelievable. Ended up being 4-3 England on PKs, on penalties in the end. So they advanced. So this sets up, starting tomorrow, we're down to our final eight. We're in the quarterfinals, guys. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., you have Uruguay and France. I think Uruguay is riding such a momentum swing right now that if France don't attack early, I think Uruguay is going to win this. The 2 p.m. game is Brazil and Belgium. I would take Belgium. I don't have a lot of faith in Brazil. They're playing pretty good. But I think Belgium is... I think Belgium is going to do some good things. The following day, of course, this would be Saturday. Yes, yeah, Saturday. Hey, maybe I'll get a chance to watch it. Saturday, the 10 a.m. game is England and Sweden. Sweden's been doing some good stuff, but as long as England can keep up the pace they are doing and Harry Kane can keep earning the golden boot, I think he's 3 goals ahead of everybody else. Then I think England wins this game. I hope they do. Been riding England the whole tournament. They're my team. And the 2 p.m. game will be Russia and Croatia. Should be fun. Russia's done some good stuff. I'll give them a lot of credit. Russia's done some good stuff. I think Croatia wins this. So if you want to take my picks, I got Uruguay over France. I've got Belgium over Brazil. I've got England over Sweden, and I've got Croatia over Russia. So, you know, take that for what it is. But that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun watching that. I'm gonna try to watch as many of them as I can. Obviously, I will probably be DVRing a couple of those. But it should be fun games. It's definitely be fun games. Now, for all you guys who have been waiting on NFL news, including the pre-holiday news dump, we'll start with Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman lost his appeal of his, three-game suspension? Whatever, four-game, whatever it was. Four-game, I think. The odd thing about this is he only really challenged the paperwork part of it instead of the unknown substance claim. Seems like you'd kind of use that as your argument to go, well, if you guys don't know what it is, then how can it be illegal? But he didn't. He went the other route with it, and it failed. So Julian Edelman going to miss 4 games. And the games he'll miss will be when the Patriots take on the Texans, the Jaguars, the Lions, and the Dolphins. I would say at least 2 of those are probably going to be wins anyway. The Texans and Jaguars will be interesting. Now, let's get to part of the news dump. There were 3 players who received suspensions of 2 games for various reasons, and this was all announced Tuesday at 4 o'clock, right before the holiday. So here's the news dump, because they don't want anybody to talk about it. So they think people aren't. Well, too bad. Let's start with the 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster. Because of his off-the-field conduct and a substance violation, he gets 2 games. Not sure why it's only 2 for all that, but that's what he got. Rams offensive lineman James Brown. Nope, not that James Brown. Nope, not that one either. The other one. He suspended 2 games for a substance violation. And Green Bay running back Aaron Jones, who has since apologized. Never understand why the players do that, because it's not going to make anything any better. But good for him. He apologized. He suspended 2 games for a substance violation as well. Yeah. I don't know why they decided to dump that there. Seems like things were going to happen anyway. Last few things here. Cam Chancellor says he is officially done because of a neck injury. He pretty much is saying he's not going to play anymore. We'll see. He said this before, then came back. But I think he realizes that Seattle's not in a spectacular place. Their offense is going to be really good. Don't know what their defense is going to do. But if he feels that his neck is that bad, that's what he's going to do. So wish you all the best, Cam. If you ever want to come on this show and talk, we would love to have you. And if Cam, if you or anybody else download this show from the iTunes store, please give us a rating review and, you know, question, comment, suggestion. We will address all of them as you put them up there. It's a guaranteed way to get your question read and answered on here, or your requests or whatever. So last thing, T.O. finally announced what he's going to do about his Hall of Fame. Yep. Wait for this one. No, seriously, I had to get a drink of coffee. You had to wait for that one. T.O. is going to give his Hall of Fame speech, not at the Hall of Fame, but at UT Chattanooga. And he's not going to do it at this on the same day. It's going to be on a different day. So I respect him for this. He doesn't want to get paraded around after he got jerked around a little bit. So I get it. T.O., you know I'm behind you on that. And he's going to do it at UT Chattanooga. They are going to sell out that stadium. It's going to be fantastic. But, you know, it's his prerogative. It's his choice. So more power to you. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate you joining us for the special edition Board Check Sports Club Super Show. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Hopefully the guys, we should all be back next week. We'll see you guys then. Go watch the World Cup.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?